farms of Kansas to the bayous of Louisiana, where Parrot 911 rescued over 300 parrots, to Ontario, Canada, where Deb Thrift went from bird breeder to bird rescuer. KC Bird Whisperer International Productions hosts Bird Talk Live Online.
Live from Kansas City, KC Bird Whisperer International presents Bird Talk Live Online with your host Mike Kiger. Donna Powell's coming on air in about 5 seconds or so. She's going to tell us about how she organized an effort with about 65 other people that saved over 300 parrots.
Wings of Love bird shows are educational and fun for the entire family. Wings of Love bird show birds answer questions, spell words, ride bicycles, play basketball, roller skate, and more. Plus, you'll experience Swoop, the Eurasian eagle owl, swooping over the audience. Visit wingsofloveinc.org. That's wingsofloveinc.org for more information about these exciting shows. Find out how you can have Wings of Love at your event and the show schedules.
I own 911 Parrot Alert, which is the lost and found website for parrots. It is an international website. We were on Yahoo groups at that time. So the people knew that Katrina was coming. I lived in Baton Rouge, and a lot of messages came in, you know, to be on the lookout for this storm.
How did you handle all those birds at your house?
With a lot of chaos.
And poop off.
And poop off.
Right. Were there a lot of cockatoos? Because we know about them.
Yes, we had we had a baby at one point that got evacuated to us that was called Booper. That's what we named him.
We had cockatoos, African greys, Amazons, cockatiels, parakeets. When Mike came, he had a variety of parrots. His grandfather had parrots as a hobby, and so Mike inherited these birds. And like I said, they came with 30 or 40 birds about 1 o'clock into Sunday morning. 1 o'clock, wow. 2 o'clock.
So they kind of showed up at your door with all these birds, and you guys, I guess, from there kind of formulated a plan to go out into the bayou and all the swamps of Louisiana to try and save more birds.
Well,
not really at that point. What eventually ended up happening was with Mom's 911 Parrot Alert, we started getting messages. You know, it got out that we had these birds that evacuated to us. So when that got out, people left their homes quick and started sending messages, contacting 911 Parrot Alert, saying, I left my bird. So that's kind of how it all got kicked off.
Wow.
Through email.
I'm your host, Mike Kiger. Over 30 years ago, I worked in a major franchise pet store as a bird salesman, where I learned some basic bird behavior training and grooming. There were birds in the store that could not be sold as they were too vicious or afraid of people. They often bit people that tried to handle them. I still remember thinking that it would have been so great if people could have enjoyed those birds instead of struggling with them. Since then, I've helped some friends and neighbors with their birds along the way in my life. About 7 years ago, some friends that have seen me work with birds encouraged me to develop my bird experience with exotic birds into a business. KC Bird Whisperer International are dedicated to the enjoyment of pet birds and promotion of related products, services, and events. I hope you enjoy KC Bird Whisperer International Productions and support our efforts to provide rich, informative media to the avian public and people thinking about getting a bird. Please visit www.birdtalkradio.com again soon and enjoy our internet radio broadcast of Bird Talk Live Online and our podcast on podbean.com. I'm your host, Mike Kiger. Thank you for tuning in today.
house at that point started to, I don't think we realized what we were in for whenever we started this. Because, you know, we had our garage, at first, because we used to park a car in the garage. So whenever our friend evacuated the birds to us, we started putting birds in the garage. Under the carport.
Of course.
Then we went to, you know, after that started getting filled up, we had, they started coming into the house, into the pool room.
In the house?
The dining room. Yeah, we started filling them up into the house. You know, wow. Into the dining room that we were starting to put cages everywhere with birds. And then into the living room, into the pool room, into the kitchen. We literally had birds by the end of this everywhere in the house.
How many would you say by time your house was full, how many birds did you have in there?
Over 300.
In your house? In all the areas?
I don't think they were all here at the same time because people knew we had some of the birds that we had pulled out. So they came and picked up some of them. But overall, we had over 300 birds, but they were not all here at the same time. You know, it's like the volunteers. The volunteers would come in 2 and 3, 3 and 4. At one point, we had like 10 volunteers here. From various parts. They also came in from Canada.
From the farms of Kansas to the bayous of Louisiana, where Parrot 911 rescued over 300 parrots, to Ontario, Canada, where Deb Thrift went from bird breeder to bird rescuer, KC Bird Whisper International Productions hosts Bird Talk Live Online.
We had
Canada.
Yeah, we had the under the carport. We had birds out there. We, you know, we set up planks and concrete blocks. We had parrots out there. Then when they went into the dining room, sort of like on the dining room table, then we sort of expanded into the living room. Then when all this was going on, we had the volunteers were coming in, and then supplies
by the truckloads.
Every time the UPS truck went, or
pallets,
delivery trucks went down the street, they were stopping here. We just couldn't keep the front entrance open because of all the donations we were getting.
How were the donations coming in? Who was bringing them?
We had to go a lot of the times go down to this UPS store and pick them up down there. They were called us and said, you need to come pick these up. They've got everything blocked up down here. We had donations coming by the mail. We had Rick Jordan came in from AFA with a truck. I guess he came from Texas. And he had donations. So, you know, all that went there. Everything was everywhere. We had the den was set up. One part of it was sort of like something for budgies. Then down the hallway was a four-bedroom home. Down the hallway, it was called Lovebird Alley.
Yeah, Lovebird Lane.
Lovebird Lane.
Agape Lovebirds.
Mm-hmm. Eventually, we had to set up the living room and dining room as a hospital unit because a lot of these birds were on medication. We had vets that came through the house. You'd mentioned before, Julie Burge came 3 times. We had Fern Van Sant that came in from California. Fern was here a couple of times. Dr. Greg Rich, he from New Orleans, evacuated from New Orleans into Florida, but when he came back, he would come over here, and then eventually he made weekly rounds. And we had vets from Texas that came.
I'm Mike Kiger, CEO of KC Bird Whisperer International in Kansas City. I have a Facebook bird group that I'd like to introduce you to. It's known as Parrot and Domestic Bird Rehoming Eliminated. You can find links to that page or that bird group on my main Facebook page, which is facebook.com/
KC Bird Whisperer. That's KC, like Kansas City, Bird Whisperer. The group is about our effort at KC Bird Whisperer International, and much of our effort, to help bird owners, bird keepers, be more successful keeping their birds. And this is just a part of our network of resources that we provide to you, the bird owner, to help you be more successful keeping your bird, so that you're not rehoming and giving up, or giving up and rehoming, or giving up and sending your bird to a shelter. I understand that sometimes circumstances require that we give up our loved ones, our feathered loved ones, and this is unavoidable, but we hope at KC Bird Whisperer International to help you, the bird owner, so that when you are in a situation where you want to keep your bird, but you just don't know what to do, then you can come to our network online and find information, our radio show, our Facebook page, and our websites that will point you to information, videos, documented information, and contacts with people online that have lots of bird experience. And hopefully you'll listen to our Bird Talk radio shows, and this will help the problem that you're having as well. And on that subject, I'd love to have you on air and talk to you about your bird experience and even your troubles that you're having, and get all of this out into our central arena, so to speak, of resources that we are developing to help bird owners to be more successful with their feathered loved ones. My Facebook bird group, Parrot and Domestic Bird Rehoming Eliminated, includes my promise to bird owners that have lost hope. Some people have ridiculed and criticized the idea of eliminating rehoming of birds, saying it is impossible to totally eliminate rehoming. Some have even sort of laughed at the thought of it and even implied that we are crazy. Michael Cox originally inspired this group. He believes people with bird skills can join together and eliminate bird rehoming completely. Michael owns and runs a bird sanctuary for neglected and abused birds. He shares their pain daily and has a vision of eliminating rehoming of all captive birds. For the people that love the birds they have and want to keep them but are just terrified of being bitten, have been bitten so many times, they have given up on handling their beautiful bird. It is not a laughing matter, and rehoming is a very painful and depressing decision they don't want to make. We are here to help eliminate that decision for them. Eliminate rehoming as an option for people that want to keep their bird but just don't know how to work with and handle their bird in a way that is successful for the owner and the bird. This is what we bring to the table of woe for bird owners. We have gifting, skill, experience, love, resources, networks of skilled and experienced bird owners, and more to bring peace to your bird table of woe. We love birds. We can and will help you and your beloved feathered loved ones, no matter what the critics say or how many they are. And this is my promise to you, the bird owner that has lost hope. I'm Michael Kiger, CEO, KC Bird Whisperer International.